What he needed was a knife. He had sold his good knife in Cairo, a court official demanding a much larger bribe than usual, and last month, somewhere north of Delhi, he had left his backup knife in the thigh of a French bootlegger. He was sure the man was eager to return it, but he saw it more as a gift than a loan. An ice pick would work, and he used to own one, kept it right under the front seat of his car. But that was several lifetimes ago. And besides, he was in Thailand now. Not a lot of call for ice picks this close to the equator. He tried using the stub of his thumbnail, but it just clicked against the plastic. He stopped, paused, took a deep breath and tried again, his eyes throbbing in and out of focus, his nail pushing against the edge, the foil backing, bowing up, then clinging down, fusing with the clear plastic. They were right there, two extra strength, non-drowsy sinutabs, child-proofed for his protection. In his experience with hangovers, and in his 33 years he had had a lot of experience with hangovers, he knew there was no instant cure, but there was relief, and it came in the form of two, or four, depending on whether it was beer or whiskey, acetaminophen heavy sinus pills downed with a can, or two, of a warm cola, any brand, as long as it wasn't caffeine-free. Getting the moisture-seal foil off the back of the little plastic dome, well now, that was the challenge, wasn't it? It separated the stumbling drunk from the merely hungover. The drug company's final protection against lawsuits. Your Honor, if he was sober enough to remove the safety backing, surely he knew not to exceed the recommended dosage. Then the knocking at the door started up again, a long, I know you're in there, string of knuckle raps. Whoever it was must have heard the lone kitchenette drawer slam shut. Five white plastic sporks, an ashtray, and handfuls of wooden chopsticks, but not one goddamn knife. More knocks. He sighed a cotton-mouthed sigh and shuffled toward the door, favoring his left leg more out of habit than need. Only two people knew he was there, and one of them had a key. The other was probably still in the hospital. He checked the fly in his shorts, ran a hand through his hair, and unlocked the door. Whoever it was, he hoped they came with a knife.